couple of gentlemen, really be careful out there. And we're just now passing through Stevensville. You see, pretty soon I'll be going over the hill. And I'm probably a little bit noisy even now, maybe. But so you guys have a great day. KAHUGB QSY to the Bangor repeater, 14736.
73 Tony, KDI 9 Yomi. I'll be heading out to you after I get my workout in and my daily routine. Have a wonderful day, KDI 9 Yomi.
KD9BLT from KD9BSK.
Hi, Tony.
Good evening. You just getting out of work?
I got home about an hour ago.
Are you relaxing now?
Yeah, I'm relaxing and then probably go to bed about 8 o'clock.
Well, it's good to hear you earlier and now it's good to hear you now.
It's always good to hear you, Tony. And I hope everything's going good for you.
Well, you know, everything is everything. And it's going. I'm healing from surgery, and I think is a good measure of success. But time, you know, time will tell how much, how well it will improve over time, you know, what the procedure was all about. Basically regaining use of my left hand, full use of my left hand. I'm probably 80% there.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I had surgery last year, so I know it's kind of a trial by fire, for sure. Well, I'm thinking we better let the net get started here. So wherever you are, Kirk, get the net started.
Yeah, I was giving you guys a minute.
I know. It was touching, wasn't it?
Yep, I figured I'd let you guys finish and then we get started.
Okay, well, let's get started with you now. K88UGB, on the side, listening.
KD9PBR, on the side, listening.
All right, CQ, good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt. And I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net NT session. I am just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be in the control for the session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, BHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star connected. And it's also connected to a DMR talk group that Hayden, KD9HUY, set up for us, the LPC ARC DMR talk group. That number is 31146 on the TGIF network. So anybody that would like to check in that way, you can. You can use a hotspot to get to that. And it is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI. VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across the street from the Summit Farm. And then we have the last but not least, the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital and WiresX connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater. Negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610. Negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8. And await instructions from Net Control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. If you are interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help you set up an account. It is free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net. We can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just how you've been doing or the radio and antenna you're currently operating. Pretty much anything. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO. Net control, please call now.
Hi, K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, Club Vice President, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt, everybody else out here. As of always, nice to hear your voice out here running the net and so forth there, Kurt. Anyway, I think you only missed it once this year, but yeah, got to give you some kind words right now before I forget, and I'm usually quite rude about that. But anyhow, we got our Christmas party planned, and now I forgot exactly. I believe that's the 20th. Anyway, December 20th, it's a Saturday at 5:30, Seventh-day Adventist Church there in La Porte, where we have our club meetings. We'll have our annual Christmas party, those showing we do. Request some bring some kind of side dish, and something to drink would be nice too. We're going to have, the club is providing bottled water and providing some chicken, and then we go from there. But anyway, that's the highlights there. We do have the last full weekend of January. I forget exactly the date on that, and well, I'll repeat it again, but we will be doing the winter field day. And that'd be at Danny's Tower, and that'd be starting at 8 o'clock in the morning for setup. It's at 10 o'clock is when it starts. Basically, runs 24 hours, some along those lines. We're just going to run as long as we can during the day. And if we make it around dinner time, well, we'll be ordering pizza, and see where we go from there. But those are the highlights of what's around the corner. And hope everyone's been enjoying the Northern Lights. I got some fantastic pictures. My daughter got some out of Muncie, where she's at. So with that, and we do have useless information as of always, Kurt. So anyway, back to you. This is K9PGC, Vice President.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, thank you for the kind words, and I don't know how many I've missed this year, but I know at least one. I think at least two, because I went on two vacations this year. So I think I checked in both times, but I didn't run the net. But can you repeat for me? I know I have it written down in my notes from the meeting, but can you repeat the Winter Field Day date for me, please?
Yes, I can. I figured I'd have those notes sitting somewhere else, but I'm looking at my calendar right now, which I should have that in there. So that's the 24th, because that's the last full weekend of January, but yes, it is the 24th for that Saturday that we're going to operate. I was going to be one number off in my head, you know, but anyway, yeah, the 24th, 8 a.m. is we're going to set up. We got one antenna set up already, which I can share that with anybody. That's not a, oh, mine only, and it's going to be my equipment. No, no, no. Bring what you want out. We're going to have one radio station, by the way, of equipment, and then we go from there, you know. So if nobody wants to bring anything, you know, equipment-wise, there's still something to operate with, and you never know what the weather's going to be that day. And anybody has ideas, I was just going to expand on this, of bringing things out to try out and so forth. I can assist as however I can with the warnings, you know, enough warnings on that to say, well, okay, I think I can cough something up to help you out on this or whatever. Anyway, but that's the general idea. It's, you know, if it ends up being a complete social, great. That's just the idea to get everybody out of the house and try to do something, you know. And if we make 100 contacts, fabulous. You know what I mean? It's a fun thing, and we're not going to freeze. We're not going to freeze how we're going to be set up. So we're going to be indoors. I don't think we got a bathroom or anything there. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about, just kick around. But we have survived it before. And anyway, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, John, thank you for that. January 24th, I will get that in my preamble. I forgot to put that in there. Had a little late start this evening, so having Steve and Tony talking on there didn't bother me one bit because I was running a little behind anyway. But all right, John, well, thank you for that information, and we look forward to that. Look forward to the Christmas party as well. I did get that in my preamble, but we'll get back to you for your useless information. Look forward to that every week, and we'll move on. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, we will move on to mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
And I see you.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I had two doubles there. The first double, I heard N9, but I couldn't hear anything else, so N9 station, please try again.
N9, CJR.
Okay, we got you in there. Says Clarence on my screen. I don't know why your name is John. I think you go by John, right? It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
It's been a long time since I've been on.
Yep, that's right. Well, we got you checked in there, John. There was another station that came in with him. Can you try again, please?
This is KE9ALK, Thomas, LaPorte.
Okay, Thomas, we got you in there, KE9ALK. Was there any other stations?
89HAY in Michigan City.
9NG, Bill and Valpo.
Okay, I think we'll stop there for now. We got N9CJR, we got KE9ALK, KD9HAY, and KI9NG. N9CJR, John, do you have anything for the net?
Not really. I was just checking out a great setup I got here.
Well, I tell you what, it's working good for you. You're coming in full quieting, no issues whatsoever. What are you running?
Yeah, I got an old Kenwood TM733 going.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds good, and like I said, you're full quieting into the repeater. And thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We're here every Wednesday night, so feel free to test that radio out some more. All right, next we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the Met?
Greetings, everyone. No, nothing for the Met, just a passenger in a car. I have a UV5 with a signal stick sticking out a crack in the window. My son's driving us back from Cleveland. We're almost home. That's it for now. Back to you, Kurt, KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas, well, it's working for you out the crack of the window. I have to say I've done that before myself. So, yeah, you're in there rock solid, no issues whatsoever. So drive careful out there, and thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the Met?
KD9HAY. No, not so much for the Met tonight. Got the, here's the beginning of the cold kicking in, so hopefully I'll feel better here soon. But other than that, thanks for taking that tonight, Kurt, and back to you, maybe that can be your wife.
Okay, well, since I play doctor sometimes, I recommend whiskey, so. I keep telling my wife that too. She's starting to feel a little under the weather as well. So hopefully I don't get it, but it is that time of year. So pop the vitamin C's and I, like I said, especially if you got a scratchy throat, take a swig of whiskey. Strongest stuff you can get, even if you don't like the taste. Tends to help. Not saying you got to get plastered or anything. Just burn that stuff out of there. That's what I say. All right, Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and hopefully you start feeling better sooner than later. Next we have KI9NG. Bill, do you have anything for the Met?
Oh, thanks, Kurt. Thanks, Kurt. I keep on not waiting for the talk permit tone on this side. Not a whole lot. I've been really using the All-Star a lot lately. Every single day in the truck, I've been connected to the N9IAA, and coming in here on the W9LY machine, and it's been enjoyable to always have radio. Even get in on the noontime roundup nets up there on the W8IRA link repeater system. A friend of mine up in Manistee is holding the West Michigan Technical Group emergency net, emergency something net right now. And, yeah, just really enjoying All-Star. I can get in there on my computer or on my phone or through my All-Star node with an RF, with the talk pod that I won at the Cabin Fever Ham Fest. And, yeah, looking forward to Field Day and Ham Fest and Hamvention and all those things. Thanks for the net tonight, Kurt, and back to you, KI9NG. Before you pick it up there, sounding better on this side. I think you did something to the received audio that comes out on the All-Star side. Sounds a little better, a little bit crisper, and pretty nice. So, okay, back to you, KI9NG.
Okay, thank you for that input. That's good to hear. I did make some tweaks. I think I still need to go down a touch more on the RF side because I hear a little bit in my headphones, but not so much on my FTM 400, but it's ever so slightly there on the 400. But in my headphones here, I can hear a little more. Not on you. You sound perfect. I was actually going to make a comment about that, but then you got me sidetracked. On everybody else, like especially John, he's actually extra loud tonight, so I was hearing a little bit of distortion in my ears, so I think it's all on my end, well not my end, but the repeater end, so I'm going to make some tweaks after the net and see what it does. I'm moving it very small movements, so, but as for you, Bill, you sound perfect tonight. That I was actually so good, I was going to ask you how you were coming in. Are you using radio, phone, computer? computer. How are you coming in tonight?
Windows machine. It's running a program called IAXRPT, and if anybody would like to do that without having their own All-Star node, I can set them up with an account on my node, and they can come in that way. It gives you full control over the node. The DTMF tones are all here. And the laptop has a really good microphone, noise canceling, and auto level control. It seems to work out really well.
Yes, I would agree. It does. I mean, I can hear a little bit of like TV or something in the background, but it's so low, I can't hear what it's saying, and all I can hear is you. So it sounds very, very, very good. So, all right. Well, thank you for your input, and thanks for all you do for the All-Star push. And, yeah, I would say for somebody that's in a truck all day long or all night long, like in Hayden's case, an All-Star node is probably the way to go, especially if you want to stay on the local repeaters, because you have two options to choose from. So very, very cool. And just sounds good. That's what I like. All-Star sounds really good. All right, Bill. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now.
N9OK, comment for KD9HAY.
Okay, I wasn't really doing comments yet, but go ahead. Hayden, are you available for a comment?
89HAY, yeah, go ahead.
I apologize. I just wanted to catch Hayden if he's going to leave early. But when you were over here, I ended up inheriting a spool of wire. I wonder if that's yours or not.
I don't think so. I think the only one I had over there was a big yellow one. I have that. So I may have just missed it.
Huh. I talked to Rich, he thought it was yours. So, again, I apologize for coming in here too soon. And I'm okay.
That's okay, Mike. I just have to readjust a little bit, but no big deal whatsoever. I totally get it, because with him being short time, you just never know. But, all right. Well, we're not on NetLogger, Bill. We're on ham.live. I got you signed in here, but we're on ham.live. I don't think you're in the right group, maybe, because it doesn't show that you're online. But he sent me a text message. For those of you that don't know, this is AC9HO Net Control. All right. That completes mobile short time stations for now, for the night. I will now go to the ham.live list as I currently have it, and at the top of that list is KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Curtis. This is KD9VUV. Thank you for running the net. I do not have any traffic this evening. Back in net control, this is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. And we have another one on there. He was signed in, not anymore, but W8BEU, Bruce. Do you have anything for the net? Yeah, maybe he was just exploring the list of nets, because a lot of times there's a few nets going on at this time, and you can check them out, any of them out, so. We get that from time to time, usually not a W8 or an 8 station, usually a 5 station I get quite a few of, but all right, well, that completes the ham.live list as I have it currently. Are there any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control, please copy Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November George from Highland, Indiana. No traffic.
N9OKA.
N9ROM. KZ9BJB.
KZ9PBR.
KZ9BIN.
Okay, I think you guys are testing me there. I think I might have missed the last one, though, only because I didn't recognize it. Acknowledging AC9XN N9OKA, which I should have already had you on there, Mike. I don't know why I didn't put you there. N9ROM, KC9DJP, KD9PBR, and the last one I put KD9DIN. I'm not sure I got that correct, so could you correct me if I'm either tell me I'm right or tell me I'm wrong?
Get it? K-E-9-D-I-N. That's right.
Okay, yeah, you got a little static with you, so I got Kilo Echo 9, C-I-N, Charlie, India, November.
Kilo Echo 9, Delta, India, November.
Okay, we got you there. I heard the D as an E the last time, but I had the last three correct. So we got, I hope I say it right. Javier, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. We got you in there. We'll come back to you in a minute. We're going to go to the top of the list. AC9XN George. I think you're doing it on purpose now, man. Saying no traffic, but you know I got to ask. So George, over to you, sir.
Alpha Charlie Niner Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner X-Ray November. A very good evening to you, Kurt, and everyone participating in the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net tonight. Repeater's a little noisy tonight, surprisingly, and it's usually been crystal clear, but back in the old days it was noisy like this. It's a little noisy again, so a little staticky, but other than that, picking you guys up good. Glad I could get into the net. I'm going to be heading over to the Fort Wayne Hempfest this Saturday. Hopefully I'll see some of you there. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-Ray November from Highland, Indiana. Back to you there, big guy, and 7-3.
All right, George. Yeah, your signal's a little staticky as well, so let's hope it's just propagation for the night. So, all right, George, you enjoy yourself this weekend. I was considering going. I still haven't ruled it out yet, but it turns out some family members need some brake work on their vehicle, so that's going to take up at least one day. So I haven't decided which day that's going to be yet. So, George, enjoy yourself at the Hamfest there, and if I happen to be there, maybe we'll see you. So, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Lately I've been kicking around the idea of running ham sticks for along with my in-bed wire. I still wonder, some people have told me that if the signal out there is coming from a vertical antenna, you need a vertical to receive it. And I don't know how true that is, but at the moment I can't afford to spend a whole lot on a vertical. I've heard good things about the ham sticks. I was wondering if I could use them as a base antenna, and I'm wondering what I would mount them to. How would I ground them?
Well, there's definitely some truth to that, but it's not going to stop you because all I use is a vertical. That's it. Not because that's what I, it works better or worse or anything like that. Well, I think I lost internet. Oh, now it's back. Anyway, it's just what I have. So I do have a horizontal that I'm going to put up someday. Bought it about 4 years ago, and it's still in the box. So, as for the ham sticks, I know most people use those mobile, but I don't see why you couldn't put it up as a base station. And then grounding, you know, you put it on a metal pole, put the metal pole in the ground, and there's your ground. But you may need some ground, or guy wire, not guy wire, radials. So that all depends how it tunes, I guess. I mean, okay. Hayden says, have you QSY to 610, but we'll see if anybody else has some comments too, and he can better explain his question there. And so, Hayden, I could take offense to that. I'm not explaining it very well. No, just kidding. But, yeah, I mean, if you're making contacts, Mike, you're probably not missing much. So I wouldn't spend a lot of money either, because you may miss one person, and you'll never know if you missed them because you can't hear them. So there's that. Anybody else have a comment to Mike's questions before we send him away to 610? Okay, Mike. Hayden says to meet him on the 146-610, and he can chat with you about it.
Okay. I've been working a lot of bands and even wire six during the day pretty much this whole week. And I've heard comments here and there from mobiles. You know, I'm getting their signals, and they're telling me they're talking all over the world on the ham stick. And I got to thinking about, am I missing out on anything by not being vertical? And kind of, that piqued my interest when they were talking about how far they were getting out on a ham stick at any rate. So I'm just thinking about it. That's all at this time. But yeah, I'll be QSY over to 610. And thanks for that, Kurt. N9OKA.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. But remember, you're also worldwide as well. So like I said, I don't think you're going to miss out on much. They have to be vertical in a mobile. They don't really have a choice. I shouldn't say that, because some people are willing to try a beam on their car or some sort of horizontal. But, yeah, most mobiles are going to be vertical. So, and you do talk around the world on verticals because they go straight up. And they're more worldwide propagation. But if you're talking worldwide already, you're not missing much. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net. Good evening, everybody else. No traffic for the net tonight. Just enjoying this little warmer weather spell we have. So, other than that, that's it. So,
N9ROM,
LaPorte, back to you now.
Okay, Bob. Well, thank you for checking in. And, yeah, it's supposed to get pretty nice this weekend. I enjoyed this evening as well. And I enjoy that little HT holder you made, too. It seems to make my HT receive better. I know it sounds funny, but where I had it sitting in the same spot, pretty much, and I was receiving the UHF repeater at about, S9 or so, which is good. But now that it's sitting on that little holder, it's like full scale now. So it helps the receive, we're going to say that. All right, Bob, have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have KC9DJP. Rich, club president, do you have anything for the next?
I have nothing for the net. I think you'll cover everything and the information you have. Thank you for doing the net. And I'm mobile, Jason90GP.
Okay, Rich. Well, thanks for the vote of confidence. But if I do miss anything, feel free to jump in at any time to back me up. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and drive careful out there. Next on the list, we have KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thank you for doing the net. I was going to do the short timer because I'm getting ready to go to bed, but good to hear everyone out here tonight, and I hope everyone has a good week.
Okay, my apologies, Steve, for not calling a short time one more time. I probably should have. I usually do, but I didn't. But we got you in there with a few minutes to spare, I hope. So, Steve, get yourself some rest. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9DIN. Oh, sorry. Scratch that. I haven't cleared that yet. I gotta delete that. KE9DIN. Javier, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, this is KE9DIN. Am I talking to Kirk? Is this your name, Kirk?
Yes, sir. My name is Kirk, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango.
Yes, I apologize. I'm on the move actually now, so it's a bit of a breakup coming back to me. I boosted up my TX up to high. I don't know. I'm here in Maryville, Indiana. Just wanted to say that I'm new to the hobby and actually got my general back in May, but haven't had the time really to get on much. Still trying to get out of, I guess, a little bit of a mic fright there, but, you know, I seem to, you know, enjoy listening and learning as much as I can, but as far as now, this is actually the first net I've been on, and so other than that, I really didn't have much else to say at this time, but yeah, so back to you, sir.
Okay, Javier. Well, no. Thank you for what you did say, letting us know you're a new ham, and congratulations on your ticket. Excuse me. Yes, we all have been through the mic fright stage, and we all went through the listening stage, and I went through a decade or so, almost a decade. Always had a radio, always turned it on from time to time, but I probably didn't get on it for a good, maybe not a decade, but at least 5 years, I'd say. I barely get on the radio at all. So it happens. You know, life gets in the way. And even though you're a new ham, when I was a new ham, I was still in high school, and I didn't get on it as much as I should have, but it eventually came to me, and here I am now. So 30-some years later, I think. So, yeah, it'll come to you, and checking into nets are sometimes the best way to get over that mic fright. So hopefully I'm getting over to you good enough over there in Maryville. We're here every Wednesday night. We're out of Michigan City, LaPorte area. The repeater is in between Michigan City and LaPorte. I am currently located in LaPorte, and it's the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club that owns this repeater. So I'm going to hand it back to you one more time, and you're coming in much better now on high power there. So, and for any questions or anything you might have, and then we'll move on to the next check-in. So, over to you, Javier, one more time.
God, I didn't get too well towards the end there, but I just got out of the way. Thank you. And Wednesday night. Do my best to try to keep on it a little more. Whatever chance I can get. But I want to thank you for the net. It's good. And 7-3.
Okay, Javier. Thank you for checking in. You are coming in a little rough that time, but I caught everything you said. I hope you can hear me, because I'm going to tell you about another repeater that the club has, which is on frequency 146.610. You may or may not be able to hear that one better. It is a little bit higher, so give that one a try. I'll repeat, 146.610. It's the K9 JSI repeater. So, Javier, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and drive safe out there. All right. That completes the list as I have it. Are there any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
KC9HCR.
November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform.
All right, we got KC9HCR and 9YOU. KC9HCR, Bob, do you have anything for the net? Sounds really good tonight.
Oh, good. I was hoping to get a radio check tonight. I just got the vehicle back from an upfitter and haven't had a chance to get on the net yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds perfect. I'm receiving you on the reverse, which isn't too surprising because you're only a few miles away from me as the crow flies. But, yeah, sounds really good.
Okay. Thanks, Kurt. That's all I have tonight.
Okay. Very good, Bob. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week, and enjoy that mobile radio. Next on the list, we have N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Thanks, Kurt. This is N9YOU. Not too much. Just a bummer. I missed the club meeting, but, go figure with the weather. But anyways, hope everybody was all right and everything with the storm that we had, but other than that, really not too much. Can't wait till Saturday. Go to Fort Wayne for the Ham Fest, because who knows, it could be the last one anymore. The prices are going up with the entry fee, the parking fee, and from the way it looks, the table fees too, and everything else. So, I don't know. But anyways, I just want to say hi to everybody, and thanks again, Kurt, for running the net. And just one other thing, too. I didn't catch when John was saying it, but when's the Christmas party? Back to you, Kurt, and 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, yeah, the Christmas party will be December 20th at 5:30 Central Time. December 20th at 5:30, which I believe is a Saturday. Let me look here. Oh, I'm on January. I was looking at stuff. 20th is a Saturday, so there we go, at 5:30. And the biggest thing you missed at the meeting was probably Rich's chicken taco story, so you may want to ask him about that. It's a pretty good story, so... All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Hey, real quick before you go, if you got a second, how's the W9LY coming in your way? Because you're coming in all-star, so you're not coming in direct. Is it normal, or is it noisier than normal?
No, it's fine. It's like normal. No, it's good.
Okay, very good. I figured you were listening to it direct as well. So it could be just in that direction of George and others. So Maryville's a little bit of a jump, a little bit of a trip. So you never know. Maybe the 6-1's a little stronger in that direction. But all right, Brian, well, thank you for that information. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. All right, any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
W9DLP and Company. Oh, sorry, I forgot the best part. No traffic at this time.
I can't tell, but I think somebody may have doubled with you, Dave. So if somebody was talking just a second ago, please try again. Okay, never mind. I thought I heard a signal behind yours. You covered them up, no problem, but... I know he said no traffic, but it's like George, man, I got to ask. Do you have any anything else for the net? Maybe not traffic, but any comments or anything?
Well, I mean, so we just walked in the door. We were at the EMA meeting, our assignments for the holiday season. Turkey giveaway at Jackson on the Boulevard, Mission City, one at McDonald's on the Boulevard. St. Anthony's is having a food giveaway. Salvation Army is having a toy giveaway. There's going to be a food giveaway in Marquette Mall. If anybody's interested, I'll have to get the dates. The only one I'm working right now is St. Anthony's. So, Dan, I think Kurt's got a joke to tell you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, the one I told you?
Oh, sure, why not?
Let me make sure I got it here. Yeah, Betty walks into the social worker. Social worker sitting there, and she's watching them as they come in. She says, Do you really have 16 kids? The lady goes, yep. She says, well, we better get started then. She says, what's the name of the first one, the oldest? She says, well, that's a girl, and that's Casey. Next oldest is a boy, and his name's Casey. Next one was a girl, and her name's Casey. And the social worker looks at her, she says, are they all named Casey? And she goes, yeah, it just makes it easier. Casey, go pick up the yard. Casey, time to do your homework. Casey, do this. Casey, do that. She says, well, I can see how that would work. She says, well, what do you do if you just want one of them? She says, oh, I use their last name.
Yeah, I got a little chuckle out of that again. I don't know if anybody else thought that was a little funny, but I thought it was. All right, Dave, well, thank you for that, and I assume that's all you have at the moment.
That's it, and I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the beginning of the month. We've got another siren test coming up in December, so hang in there, people.
All right, Dave, so thank you for that reminder, and I will also be having that in my preamble as well, so. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. We got both you and Sue in there as well, so thank you to Sue for checking in. All right. We'll do one more call for general check-ins because I think somebody might have been coming in with Dave on that second transmission he did, but if not, that's okay. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KX9RLC.
KX9RLC. I was just getting ready to put my foot on the pedal, but we got you in there. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
No traffic. Just out here working. The Aurora show is starting again to the north, in case anybody's interested.
Got it through Facebook today. Just saw pictures posted, and somebody else mentioned it on the net here too. So, all right, Ryan. Well, don't work too hard and be safe out there. Thanks for all you do, and have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get into the information part of the net. We will ask for more check-ins after that, but until then, we're gonna do the preamble here. I'm gonna let the repeater drop, and then we'll get started. AC9HO net control. All right, here we are, Area Net. First net on the list is Aries District 1 Net, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 Net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net on net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. And don't forget the new Aries practice net and information, practice and information net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JSI repeater, with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. Again, that's the it's fairly new, so I unfortunately fell asleep again last Thursday, so I don't know how many check-ins he had, if he had too many or not, but definitely check in for that and listen to the practice and learning things that he has on there for Aries. So, again, that's Thursday, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JFI repeater. Then we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing that, as Dave mentioned, the first Saturday of every month on the frequency 146.970, the W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. Man, I didn't update it again. I don't know why. So the next siren testing will be December 6th. December 6th at 10:30 to check in early. The sirens will go off at 11 o'clock. Again, that's December 6th. Sorry, I was typing, then I had to back up and fix it. Trying to hurry. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the internet on the K9DEW repeater. Frequency is 147.330. With a 131.8 PL tone. And if that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Don't forget the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination Net. Every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. That's the frequency coordination net every Friday at 7:30. Then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be January 12th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. And as a matter of fact, at the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about emergencies and communication and ham radio and how they work together. You heard it right. The next official club meeting is in January. But for the December meeting, instead of a meeting, we're having a Christmas party on December 20th, it's a Saturday, at 5:30 Central Time. Everyone is invited, and if you can, please bring a dish of your choosing and bring some personal drinks for yourself, or if you want to bring some drinks for everybody, that's fine too. But there will be water provided, chicken provided, and if everybody brings a dish, we'll have more than enough food, that's for sure. Last year it was a really good turnout. Had a lot of good food. Hope to see you all there. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online. Of course, they can always be paid online, but just visit the website at lpcarc.org. We are accepting 2026 membership dues. And on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. And when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page that has a membership form button. Please click that button, fill out the form, And then when you're done with that, you'll go back to that next page, and there'll be a pay online button. You don't have to do it in that order, but once you click the pay online button, fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly, and you'll get a receipt in your email, so there'll be proof right there. And then the next club meeting, if you remind me, because I may not remember, I can fill you out a little card if we can get some more made. I'm running low. But, all fields must be filled out, of course, like I said, and it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Come to our club breakfast. The first one, or well, I should say the first one on my list, is 8 a.m., first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20 in Michigan City. The other club breakfast is every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lakeway, LaPorte. And Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, fill it out. And when you turn it back in, turn it in to Attention Captain Jesse. Again, that's Michigan City EMA accepting applications. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA or pretty much anything ham radio related, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time, goes until about 2 or 3 Eastern Time. For more information, to find out if they're going to be there, get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, negative offset with a 131.8 field tone. I believe it's a negative offset. I kind of winged that one there. Yeah, positive offset, really. That's kind of surprising. Positive offset with a 131.8 PL tone. That's what I have in my notes. All right, again, that's Potato Creek. Every Saturday, weather permitting, get on the 147.330 K9DEW repeater to find out more detail.
There she is.
I guess that's perfect timing. It is now time for John, K9PGC, for the useless information. John, if you are ready, it is your turn. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Kurt. Well, this is K9PGC coming back to everybody. Well, in useless information, there's been many wise tales, stories, all sorts of things. But you ever wonder where the term ham radio got coined? And there's several different stories. I could probably go on for hours and hours. But the most common that term ham came from, and H-A-M was the letters of a call sign for the Harvard College Radio Club. And its founders, and really the way the letters came out, the founders of said club and that, was, for H was Hyman, Elmy, and Murray, okay? And then, of course, you know, there's been more stories and so forth, but, you know, it was to be a prestigious term. Well, it's also turned into something derogatory. If you ever heard ham-fisted, well, that was professionals that were felt that, they felt like we might have been too much competition, and they turned the, basically, that's the story. We can come up with all sorts of legends, too, that may describe differently, but basically the professional crowd felt that we were encroaching on them. So they had to turn that ham into a little bit of a derogatory term. Well, even if it's that, think about it. More people, they don't have a clue of our hobby, but ham radio is a name that sticks out more than amateur radio. And at least in my 43 years, that's what I've noticed. But there's some other stories, too, that the H-A-M would go for Hertz, Armstrong, and Marconi. And that's another story of those that, you know, had a lot to do with radio.
And if that was the case, well, you know, there's Louis, there's Edison, and there's, yeah, what's the last one I'm thinking of now? Tesla. That may not be who I'm looking for, but Tesla is the history's getting rewritten saying he actually invented radio before Marconi. And, of course, if you take those letters, now you got Hamlet. Can we push that? I don't know. But you know, that was just a thing there, the H-A-M. These are the nicest stories that I found. And, oh, you got the condensed version of it. You'll thank me for that. But anyhow, was said earlier about everyone's name Casey. Well, there was a real good philosopher ages ago came up with a saying, and I totally believe in it. I live by it. But I'll add to that, to Kurt's joke there, or Dave's joke, I should say. And the philosophy is, if your parents never had children, you probably won't either. And that was said by Sir Bernard Hill. And you might guess who that really is. But anyway, back to you, Kurt. This is KA9PGC.
I got a chuckle out of that one, too. All right. All right, John. Well, thank you for that. That gave me enough time to adjust the audio just a touch, too. So, yeah, definitely on the repeater end, but sounds really good. Thank you for that, John. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and I look forward to it every week. So hopefully you're out there next week and we can hear it again. So, all right, I'm going to let the repeater drop, and then we're going to do weather at a glance. This is AC9HO, net control. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 34, west wind 5 to 10. Thursday, sunny with a high near 48, west wind 5 to 10, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34, calm wind becoming south around 5 p.m., around 5 miles per hour after midnight. I'll get this one day. Friday, sunny with a high near 57, south wind 5 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 45, south wind 5 to 10. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Saturday night, 20% chance of showers before midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunday, sunny with a high near 47. That's a pretty big difference. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 32. Monday, to start your week, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Okay, and as promised, more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
At 9CIP.
KE9BBB, Josh LaPorte.
N9OKA, comment.
Okay, we got N9VIB, KE9BBB, and N9OKA with a comment. N9VIP, Ken, do you have anything for the net? Long time no hear.
Yeah, actually, I'm out and about, and you know, heard the net. I'm going like, oh, it is Wednesday, so I decided to check in. Good hearing you and everybody, and get back to you. No traffic.
Okay, Ken, very good. Well, thank you for taking time to check in. We'd like to hear you out there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and be safe and drive careful. Next on the list, we have KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening to Kurt and everybody. Not really. Just walked in the door, actually, a few minutes ago, so turned on my HD real quick, but I knew it was about time, so that's all I've got for you right now. So, net control, KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. I get some rest the rest of the night since you're just walking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, Mike, N9OKA, go ahead with your comment.
I should have said questions. I got several questions here. First of all, you announced union dues are, we can pay union dues now for next year. My question is, do we pay union dues by calendar year or yearly?
Well, I'm pretty sure you mean membership dues, but it starts in January. It's January to January, so that's what the membership covers. So even if you paid now, because you're already a member currently for 2025, and if you're not a member for 2025, then starting 2026, you'll be a current member if you pay now. Because it's so late in the year now, I don't want anybody to pay unless they really want to. You know, for a donation or whatever. No sense in having them pay for, what, one more meeting? No, it's not even a meeting, it's a Christmas party. So your benefits don't really start till January anyway, you know, for voting and whatnot.
Well, I ask this because I joined the club somewhere around March of this year. I wonder if I was good till March of next year or not.
I mean, technically, yes. You don't have to pay till March if you don't want to. March is usually our deadline. We try to get anybody that's a current member to try to be paid out by March if possible.
It's not a big deal. I was just curious how you went by collecting the dues. I have another question. When you're doing your announcements at the start of the net there and you talk about the different repeaters that we're on and whatnot, I noticed that you don't cover the 220 repeater, and I have a question about that. I know that we're on the we're simulcast or whatever on the Valpo 220 repeater, but is there any way we could do the Valpo and the South Bend repeater both at the same time?
Yeah, we are doing both at the same time all the time. I'm connected to the South Bend repeater right now. So that's how Brian checks in the 9YLU. He checks in through the South Bend repeater. And last I heard, the Valpo repeater has been down, so it hasn't even been working. And if it is working, it's going through, it's connected to the South Bend repeater. So that's how that works. But I'm never connected to the Valpo repeater. I'm connected to the South Bend repeater, which is also connected to the Valpo repeater when it's up and running. Does that make more sense?
Well, I'm not picking it up on the frequency for the South Bend repeater, but I am picking it up on the frequency for the Valpo machine. But that's the only reason why I asked. I'm not receiving it on 220. Then again, I've got such a flaky antenna. I'll just chalk it up to that. And speaking of N9ROH, did he check in tonight?
N9ROH, that's his old call sign, isn't it? N9CJR, he checked in.
I need to get a hold of him here one of these days. But I have one final question about our Christmas party. I know John said we're supposed to bring our own drink. Is that BYOB or what is that?
No alcohol allowed on the property. So, unfortunately, that you can't have. So, yeah. You don't have to bring your own drink. That's just if you choose. Bring water. We supply water. You never know. Somebody might bring some other drinks too as well, but water will be supplied. And I keyed up when you were talking at first. Were you talking about Brian and 9YOU?
Yeah, that's my 72-year-old brain at work. Yeah, Brian is talking N9YOU, yeah.
Yeah, he checked in tonight, and he actually checked in through the South Bend repeater, so it is up and running.
I need to give him a call whenever he's available.
Well, let's see if he's still listening, Brian. 9YOU, are you still listening?
You can call after the net if you want. 9YOU.
Okay, yeah, we'll do. N9OKA.
Okay, that worked out perfect. All right, thanks for that, Brian. Okay, Mike, is that all you got?
Well, I'm still scratching my head over this, why I'm not receiving the South Bend repeater on my 220 radio. I'm receiving you fine on the Valpo machine, but I don't hear a squat. Is that a technical term, diddly squat? I'm not receiving nothing on the South Bend repeater over here.
Well, do you know how to turn your squelch down? Your squelch may be too high. And the Valparaiso repeater, I think, might be a little bit higher and a little bit closer. So that would explain why you're hearing that one. But if your squelch is too high, you could be squelching it out.
I'll have to mess around with that then. Okay. Well, again, thanks for the net there, Kurt. And N9OKA73s to everybody out there.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you for the questions, and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. All right. Well, let's do the swap and shop. Anybody with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop sessions now open. Please call now. All right, hearing nothing for swap and shop, that will remain open for the rest of the net. So if you do have something, and I just keyed up too fast, then feel free to jump in with that. General check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
The dude, has the price changed?
Nope, hasn't changed. Still $20 for the year.
QSL, thank you very much, N9CRP.
No problem at all. And just so anybody that's aware, that $20 goes to pay for the insurance for the club for the most part. So feel free to, even if you, like I say in my preamble, if you don't attend the meetings, that's okay. Just consider your membership as a, you know, you can come to the meetings. You also have some voting privileges and whatnot, but it's also a donation to the club, too. So however you want to look at it. So, yeah, feel free to jump online and make those payments or come to a meeting and pay me directly. Either way, I'm the club treasurer, so I will be the one writing you the receipts. All right, swap and shop, general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Okie dokie. Well, I think we're going to call that the end then. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 20 check-ins. I wasn't even counting or watching the counter. Didn't realize we hit 20 tonight. That's pretty good. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and we will be clear at, or the net will be clear at 8:18 Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
Good job, Kurt.
Naked 21, KF9WW.
Ah, we got Mike in there, and I swear that was Tony, too, and he didn't check in. If it is, I'm going to hit enter, and then he'll be 22.
Oh, it was me, but I was in the beginning.
Yeah, I should have put you down in the beginning. I didn't even think about it.
told you, I was a little in the stuff when you guys were talking, so it didn't bother me.
I'll be okay.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for checking in. How you doing, Mike? Haven't heard you in a little bit. All going well, I hope.
Yeah, I'll get one medical thing taken care of and find another one, but all in all, I'm batting 50-50.
Oh, well, that's good. Interesting what I just heard there, and you are crystal clear into the repeater. And I heard a beep, which I believe means you're not coming in direct. Are you coming through All-Star?
Well, I'm going through Matt's 220 machine.
Well, there you go. I heard that. That's the one in Valpo, right? That makes sense. I heard that was down. He must be back up and running, huh?
Yeah, it's been up and for at least a couple of days, I've noticed it. I picked up one of those cheapo QYT jobbies that does four different bands, and all I wanted it was for 220, and seems to be doing all right.
Oh, yeah. Good, and comes through All-Star, makes it so you're full quieting. Yeah, I have the TYT, I think it's the 350, does 220, 440, and 2 meter, of course. But yeah, I got it for the 220 as well, mainly because it did 5 watts output. So I don't use it very often for 220 because I can hit the Valpo, but it's connected to this repeater, so I don't really need it.
Comment.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Mentioned last night, Kevin was on here from N9IAA, and the 6-meter repeater is back up and working, so I'm having a little problems getting into it, but the 53.57 repeater is up.
You said 53.57?
QSL, 53.57, 1 meg offset, 173.8.
That must be an N9IA repeater, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's on the same concrete tower in Valpo.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a try, too. I haven't, I've never been on a 6-meter FM repeater. Matter of fact, I think I've only made exactly like one contact on 6-meter, so. And I believe that was FT8, so it doesn't feel like a contact. over to you, Mike.
Me?
50.130, Chicago FM Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. No, Mike, I was talking about the other Mike, KF9WW. He's coming in on 220 there from Valpo.
I've got a phone call. I'm sorry, guys. I'll talk to you later, KFWW.
No problem, Mike. Do what you got to do. Nice chatting with you. Have a good one. 73, KF9WW, AC9HO.
I wonder if Rich is still out here.
Rich, you still out here? I'm not playing that control anymore.
You did such a good job.
It's almost a habit.
Well, it's a good habit. We like you. You're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. You're going to make me blush.
No, really, you do a good job. You're organized, and you've got a good DJ / dispatcher type voice.
I'm surprised to hear the word organized. I don't feel organized sometimes.
See, you can BS a lot because we can't see you over the radio.
Fake it till you make it.
Hey, Kurt, KE9BDB.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
I did forgot to tell you and everybody, I just got home, but I might be hitting you up for some questions. I bought Bill 705.
Ooh, you got a fancy new toy.
Yeah, I went over there last night and picked it up, and I got it out last night. I kind of stumbled through it, how to program I just programmed the 610, and I was talking to John on it last night on his ride home for a little bit, and that's the only thing I've done to it so far. I'm waiting for, I'm going to put a cage on it. I just got one off of Etsy right now. It's just a 3D printed one because I wasn't sure which metal one to go with because I still wanted one with a, so I can use a tripod, you know, mini tripod mount for it on the bottom. And I think that WinCamp one, I've read that you can't, it covers up the quarter 20. On the bottom, so I ordered a 3D printed one for now.
Yeah, that I can't confirm. I'm not sitting by the radio, so I'd look if I could, because I got the WinCamp, and you could be correct. It might be covering it up, because it's got a little foot on the bottom that folds out, you know, and it's the whole width of the radio, so... that's very, very possible that that's covered up. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good little radio. Fun to play with. I definitely intend to do some photo with it next year. Maybe even yet this winter, we'll see. I'm not much of a cold person fan, but who knows. I may brave the weather. I have everything I need to do it. Just got to get out there and do it. But I don't know how many questions I can answer, but I'll do my best, that's for sure. The only thing I haven't gotten working is the search the repeaters. It will find all the D-Star repeaters, but it's not the analog.
Yeah, I just watched a couple of videos last night real quick because I got home and I just only messed with it probably maybe half an hour to an hour. And for the repeater, I don't know, I watched one video. I kind of did a repeater search, so it's repeaters in there. But I guess you gotta load it on, go to ICOM's website and load it on the SD card and then put it in there. But I did that, in the menu section, I did the MV search and I created a new group and I'm gonna put all the port repeaters in there. That's all I have it set up for right now. I just got the K9 JSI in there for now. That's all I really had time for. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Like I said, I definitely was going back and forth between that and the new Yaesu, but I don't know. I know ICOM's good. Everybody, I mean, it's been out for longer, and I don't need really dual receive at the same time. And we'll try the ICOM menu system, and, you know, Yaesu is a little harder, I know, but, I mean, just from the FT5 and stuff. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm going to go out Saturday and take on his voyage to do POTA down at Kingsbury. So I'm going to set that up and go from there, but I'm definitely excited. So eventually I'll be putting up the Zygu 6100 up, so I'll probably announce that on the net in the next few weeks, if anybody's interested in that.
Okay, pause a little bit. I did forget. Sorry about that, Mike. You were trying to get a hold of Rich. My apologies, but he didn't answer. I would assume he would have jumped in at any time. But, yeah, I think you're going to like that a lot, Josh. I think the only thing that I could picture for a POTA having the dual receive be a benefit is if you could have, you know, if you had two antennas hooked up and you were monitoring the repeater as like a talk-in, if you were expecting visitors, you know what I mean? Other than that, yeah, I don't know. Unless you were waiting for some specific contact or waiting, you know, just kind of listening to another band just to see if there's activity there while you're still calling CQ on one band. I mean, there's probably uses for it, but I don't know if you'll miss it that much. And plus, with the way the repeaters work, NHT will get you in there just fine, too.
Yeah, that's what exactly what I was thinking, too. Like, I mean, I always have an HD, either it's FD5 or something with me. And with a signal stick out there, I could make it in the repeaters pretty decent. I know I tried out there one day with my rubber duck, you know, stock antenna. It was iffy unless I was in the right spot. But it seems like the signal stick works pretty good out there no matter what. You know, it gives you a little bit extra. So I don't think I'll really miss that too much. But, yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, I thought about it for a few weeks when he had it. And I was thinking, I was like, well, that's a good price. And then also I did trade him, though. I did trade him my 891. And then I gave some cash on top of that. But, yeah, I figured 891... don't really need, because I got that Yaesu, the older Yaesu FT100D, which is like the same thing too, is $891, but it's a shack in the box, same size and everything. So if I want to go pro or full power, I'll just take that out and use that for full power also. So that's kind of what I was thinking, and I like it. It'll be a step up from the Zygu, which the Zygu is great, but I've been hearing, been doing videos between them, and the audio is going to be a lot nicer on the ICOMs and, you know, than the Zygu that everybody says, and I heard it even on YouTube. I can tell the difference for audio and stuff, so that'll be nice.
Airline okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my nephew Jonathan, man, I forgot his call sign at the moment here. It's KE9BLG. He has a Zygu, and he likes it except for FT, the FT stuff. Yeah, he said it sucks on that, to put it blunt.
Yeah, I don't have much experience with the Zygu, just the ICOM. But yeah, Josh, you got that for a good price. You can't beat that. You could buy an amplifier for it or the tuner if you wanted it. Almost recommend the tuner just to have it. I don't know what those go for. I'd have to look. But having that tuner just to tune in a little bit better if you need to, if you're struggling, you just want to get on the air and get it done. But you'd be money ahead still. So it's kind of a bummer getting rid of the 891, but I understand why you did, because you still have that that old Yaesu 100 or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, I've heard, to Mike's point, I've heard John mention that he's got the Zygu as well. So everybody that's had a Zygu has loved them. So, and I know Josh liked his. So over to you, Josh.
Yeah, Mike. Like I said, I don't do really FT8 yet. I'm not really there yet. Eventually I probably will, but not there yet. I don't, but yeah, it's a great radio. I loved it, but just kind of wanted, I've always really wanted either the ICOM and then now the new Yaesu that came out, but I don't, you know, like Kurt said, I couldn't pass it up for a brand new ICOM. And then, like I said, that Yaesu, I think it's he has 100D. It's a full shack in the box, 200 watts. And it's the same, it's exactly the same size as the 891. It's actually got, like, These two use the same side mounting brackets, I think, for their mobile on it, and it's got detachable face too, if I need to, and that's why I was like, eh. And I've been doing QRP a lot, so like I said, I'll leave the Yaesu 100D in the shack and for 100 power, you know, full power, and then if I do want to go out in POTA, I can easily swap it, bring it with me, and run them both if I need to. But yeah, I'm excited. Excited to get to it and get some experience on it and get out there. But I'm excited for more of the receive and a little bit better interface than the Zygus. But definitely the Zygu does good, though, for what the money that they are. You know, they're cheaper, but they're also really good for that price. I'll get back to you, Mike.
I wonder if your friend Mitchie Bolt you bought it from, is he putting the FT-891 up for sale? Is he going to sell yours or not?
That I don't know. He said that he's going to mess around with it for a little bit and then decide, I guess. I don't know. I know he's got some radios. I didn't see his jack, but he showed me pictures of some of those radios he has, and he showed me pictures of all of his tower in the backyard. He has a good setup over there, but I'm not sure. But I told him, you know, if he has any questions about it, you know, I told him to message me on Facebook or anything and email me, you know, whatever, and I'll help him out much as I can. But, yeah, I'll get back over to you, Kirk.
Yeah, I know where Mike's going with that, getting a second 891, but I wouldn't mind an 891 either, but then I'd have to get the ATOS antenna to go with it, and then I'd put it in the truck, so, but there's an option for you, Mike, if you wanted a vertical, get yourself an ATOS and mount it on the house or something, and it's tunable, it tunes, you don't need a tuner, you just hit a button on the radio and it automatically tunes it to that frequency. It moves the antenna up and down. So I've heard they put them on houses before. I don't know how well they work, but they work good mobile. Over to you, Mike.
I'm looking up here right now. The Yaesu ATOS 120A, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one. It's relatively pricey, but cheaper than the Tar Heels. Those are a little more expensive, but probably a little bit better antenna, but not by a whole lot. And like I said before, I don't know what Hayden was telling you, but if you're getting worldwide, I just enjoy what you got and use it, you know, because you're not going to miss a whole lot by changing antennas. I've had a vertical. I've never used anything but a vertical. And I couldn't tell you if it's better or worse. Once I get that horizontal up and run it for a couple of years, then I'll be able to tell you. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, verticals do good. Like I said, currently right now, I just got the 17-foot whip extended in the backyard. I take it up and down, obviously, but I just leave it out there. No coil on it, so it's, and then that 17 for vertical is resonant on 20, excuse me, and 10, and so that's all I've been playing with right now. But yeah, verticals, and like I said, last, when I was a tech, Mike, I had a vertical cut for 10 meters, just a speaker wire going down to a 49:1 on top of my roof, and that's how I made my contacts all last winter, or, you know, since I got my tech in July to winter, and in spring I took it down because I used a pole for POTA. But yeah, I like verticals. They do good, and I get pretty good distance even. I'm just in the backyard with a 17-foot whip. I mean, you can get out to, you can get DX with it. So yeah, I'll give it over to you, Mike.
Well, like I told Aiden, I'm just doing some wishing, thinking. I want it all there, you hear me? I want it all when it comes to being worldwide. And I am worldwide now, the way he reconfigured my long wire and changed out the coax. I am worldwide now, so, but I don't know. Some people are never satisfied, huh? But what I was thinking about with that, another 8KZ FT891 would be for POTA. But I could just get another power cord and use the one that I have in my station and take it for POTA. So one thing I read on the internet today, the Secretary of Treasury, he said next year anybody that earns under $100,000 is going to get a $2,000 rebate check back from the government over the high tariffs. And so maybe I'll have $2,000 to play with next year for POTA. Midnight OKA.
Well, there you go. That's one way to do it. But I hadn't heard that yet. That's interesting. Wonder if that will happen. That'd be interesting. I might have some money to play with, too. But I don't know if that's 100,000 individual or 100,000 family. So either way, I should be good. But I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well, either when that happens. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Mike. Don't you still have that Moonraker up, or did you take that down?
It's still up. I quit messing with it. I guess according to what Aiden was telling me, my nephew and I have been doing it wrong. We put a coil on it, and we put radials on it, but not at the same time. I guess it needed a coil and radials at the same time to improve the antenna. So I'm going to get with my nephew sometime, and we'll put the radials back down and put the coil back on it at the same time and see what happens. But I was never able to get my LDG tuner to tune on 80 meters with that Moonraker antenna.
Yeah, I understand that, but it tuned everything else, right?
Yes, it did. What everybody would tell me, I would get radio checks on CQ, DX, I get radio checks. And they would tell me that there's a 2 dB gain loss with my vertical for my MFET. My MFET did better by 2 dB gain.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. You don't need a vertical. You already have a vertical that you've already compared it to. And just because it doesn't tune on 80 doesn't mean it's going to make it any better if you got it to tune on 80. If it tunes on the other bands, it's going to work as good as it's going to work on those bands. And again, it's also dependent on where they are, what they're running, propagation. There's so many factors. That's why I say if you're worldwide now, you're not going to get much better. Wouldn't you agree, Josh? Go ahead. AC9 Angel.
KE9, BBB. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, if you're doing pretty much worldwide now, and like I said, it depends on propagation, time of day and everything, but I'd be just running that and working the heck out of that thing. Like I said, I just cut a piece of speaker wire, cut it for 10 meters, put it up there, and bought a 49-to-1 off of Amazon from China, and cheap old one for like $20, and on that G90 I got from the club, I worked all over, and then especially when I got the 891 for 100 watts, I worked easily all over too, just from that, just sitting you know, I was probably 30 feet off the ground from, well, over 30 feet, but from ground to tip of it, and it does great. Did great on all the bands. I said my tuner tuned it up. I haven't done 80. I usually stick with 40 through, you know, 10. But because I got the same LDZ or L whatever, yeah, LDG tuner as Mike does, and it worked good on that. Like I said, I didn't really do 80 though, because I knew I wasn't gonna be that good for 80. But yeah, I'll run with it, Mike, and just run with it all winter and see, just make as much as you can. And maybe in the spring or summer next year, you can toy around something else if you want. I'll give it over to you, Mike.
I still remember the first, after everything got changed around with my coax and everything, I still remember the first, overseas contact I made with my dipole, and that was to the Netherlands. That was awesome, man. Did that on, I think it was 20 meter. It was 20 or 12 meter, one or the other. I forgot now. 24.975. I'm looking at my QRZ. But I've been hitting all over. I've been hitting England, Belgium, Chile, Spain, Italy, Romania, Morocco, Canary Islands, all over. N9OKA.
Yeah, dude. What frequency did you say that was, Mike? 24.975?
Yep, 24.975 sideband to the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. That was 12 meter, right? You said 12 meter?
Yeah. I need to get my cheat sheet out here. I haven't memorized the bands yet. Yeah, that would be 12 meters, yeah. That was my first overseas contact with this MFAT here and my new coax. And then I had Italy and Bulgaria and Belgium and England. Oh man, it was great.
Well, see, there you got me beat already, because I don't think I've made a 12 meter contact yet. I've made a 15 meter, but again, that was FT8, which I almost count as like half a contact, even though it's a full contact. You know what I mean? I like to hear the voice and talk back to them, too. So, but, yeah, you're already ahead of me on that aspect. But and don't get me wrong. Oops, don't get me wrong. You can always find a better antenna. There's always room for improvement. But sounds to me like you're getting what you want and you're enjoying it. And if you come, just keep, you know, I like the idea that you're always thinking about getting better. Maybe not think about getting brand new. Keep an ear out for something somebody's letting go for really cheap, you know, but in good shape, that kind of thing. And see what you can find since it's working. And keep testing, keep comparing to the vertical you have. Of course, not on 80 meter because it doesn't tune to that. But for every band that it does tune to, keep comparing. And you might find that some days it's better than the MFED, and some days it's not. And then you might find the MFED always better. You never know. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I agree, too. Just keep rolling with it, Mike, and just keep making those contacts. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to get off here, and you guys have a good evening, and thanks, Kurt, for helping me out, and I probably will give you a heads up, and if I need something, I'll let you know on that if I can't figure something out. And, yeah, you guys have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later on. So I'll say 7-3 to both of you, and I'll be clear on you guys' final. KE9BBB.
7-3, Josh.
N9 OK.
Okay, Josh, yep, I was thinking the exact same thing. It's getting late, about bedtime. So, yeah, feel free to reach out anytime. Of course, Facebook, I don't remember if I gave you my number or not, but you got my email, kurt@ac9ho.com. Feel free to email me, and I'll make sure when I reply to have my phone number on there. If I haven't given it to you already, I don't remember. But 73, Josh, have yourself a good evening. And Mike, on that note, I'm going to jump out of here too, my man. So nice chatting with you, and we'll chat soon, I'm sure. So until next time, we'll say 73, N9OKA, AC9HO.
Okay, sir. It would not be a problem for me to experiment back and forth between the two antennas, because I have them into a switch box with one jumper into my ASU FT891. So I just switch back and forth between the embed and the vertical. So that wouldn't be a problem at all. I've just mainly been ignoring the vertical lately and just stick with the embed. That's what I've been making the contacts on. But 73, stay. We'll catch you again sometime. And with that, N9 OK, I'll be clear.
N9OKA, N9ZIP.
N9ZIP, N9OKA.
Hey, Mike, I got a bone to pick with you, buddy.
Uh-oh, what'd I do now?
Oh, you were playing mind games with my mind, and I couldn't figure it out. You know, the other day, I heard you throw your call out. And I came back and you didn't answer, and then all of a sudden I heard you were talking to I look and go, oh, he's on wires. No wonder he didn't answer me.
Oh yeah. Yep, if the HF bands are talking, well, then I'm on wires next, so that's where I hang out during the day. I start out on the HF bands, but I make a few contacts here and there, but nothing to brag about. And I'll head over to wires next then. There's always somebody to talk to over there, N9OKA.
Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm over there quite a bit too, and, it just sort of threw me. I'm going like, you were coming through real good. I'm going, wow, he ain't answering me. And then all of a sudden, I hear you had Japan, and I look and go, oh, he's on wires. Okay, right church, wrong pew.
Oh, yeah, there's two stations out there from Japan that I talk to quite a bit. Boy, I can't remember their calls now. I don't think I haven't logged. I really haven't been logging wires contacts.
Yeah, I mainly play on the 20 meters, and there's one in Japan, Haru. Don't get them very often, but when I do, it's a treat, and we'll chat for like 10 minutes or so. But it's really enjoyable, going through wires. Yeah, but it's fun going through HF just the same.
Well, I can only find the one right now. It's J1CJJ Sam. But there's another one that I talked to as well, out of Japan, and I can't find his call right now. I have him on my notes that I take all day long.
Yeah, actually, I think I've done more GX on wires than I have on the HF. Yeah, I think I heard just about pretty much everything on it.
My nephew, he was all excited last week where he made a contact to Australia on HF. And I made one today on wires. I don't know if that counted or not, but yeah, I made a contact to Australia now.
Oh, the hard ones are the best ones. Yeah, probably the hardest one I got, probably some 20-some years ago on a tiny little island off of Africa. And all of a sudden, we were on, 20 meters, and all of a sudden you hear them just booming in, and I threw my call out, and it came right back, and a couple minutes later, gone.
Yeah, I think that was, I want to say it was Africa, I don't remember now. It was one of the only stations I've heard on 10 meters. That's been pretty dead lately to me. But there was a pile up there. There were so many people trying to get back to them, but I didn't have a chance there. So I went back later on, and it was all quiet then. But, I don't think I've made one that far yet.
Yeah, I haven't played at 10 meters in years. I pretty much just gave up on it. It seems like it's only open like twice a year, and then after that, just a little local. But, I gave it a shot. It was fun, but, they figured for only twice a year when the bands were open, I go, I'll go play somewhere else.
Well, I don't remember if I was on 20 meters or 40 meters at the time, but I heard a couple of stations out there talking, and the one station mentioned that 10 meters was, there was a lot of activity on it. So I went down there to check it out, and I only found that one station there, and everybody and their brother was trying to get back to them.
Oh, pileups are so much fun trying to work through. It's just a little luck of the draw, or unless you got, 1,000, watts.
I don't have it on my wish list either. I'm running 100 watts out of my Yaesu FT891, and that's it. 100 watts. So, the only linear amplifier I've had, I sold it a couple weeks ago, and it would have worked on 10 meters. It was about 350 to 450, somewhere near output. But I sold it, so I don't even have any amps anymore.
Yeah, I got a couple down the basement. I got a 2-meter one that I haven't used in ages, and lo and behold, I had one for, 10 meters, so I have the radio on, and I still have it, just haven't fired them up.
I got a couple of 50-watt amps in my junk drawer in the basement, but they're for, they were for 11-meter, but it was my understanding that the amps that were made back then were made for 10-meter, but you could use them on 11, and that's what everybody did. I'm not sure how true that was, but I heard those 500-watt kickers or 1,000 or whatever were made for 10-meter, and people were using them on 11.
Man, just saw a shooting star. Yeah, so I guess it's going to be good luck. Hi.
Well, did you see them Northern Lights tonight? I didn't.
Yeah, actually, I'm at the lake right now. They're faint, to the north, that they're out there, and they're gradually getting brighter. So, I'm going to say probably another half hour, hour.
I don't know if I can see them in Laporte or not, but I'm in for the night. I'm not sure if I'm even trying to see them. Well, I might try and see them here
Yeah, right now, yeah, go over the lake. It's just like a fade to glow right now, so. But it's gradually testifying, you know. And the beautiful clear skies, all the stars are out. The FAA has us just shut down the planes. They all have their landing lights on, and you just see them coming and going out of Chicago. And it's a beautiful night out here.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I need to get out of here. I got to, believe it or not, I got to cook supper. My son will be home in an hour. I got to have supper ready. So, yeah, he works second shift. So, I need to get out of here. I'll catch you later. I didn't write your call sign down. I can't remember what it was now. N9OKA.
Oh, just remember, there are three signs of old age. One's loss of memory, and I can't remember the other two. 73's Mike, N9ZIB.
Yeah, you got that right. My brain is 72. N9ZIP, N9OKA, 73's. I'm gone.
K9CST, mobile.